2019 marks 70 years of Russian Silver Band, and one man has been in the Russian Silver Band for all 70 of those years. Jim Krebin, BEM, was a member of Russian Silver Band right from its inception, then went on to become musical director until 2009, at which point John Kinley took over that role. For the band's 70th year, I produced an episode of Time for Brass along with Ian Cottier, the band's conductor John Kinley and chairman Tom Sinden, and I also interviewed Jim as part of that. With Jim, I got around half an hour of conversation, and we didn't have time to put that all into the programme, so in this special Time for Brass podcast, you're getting the chance to hear my full conversation with Jim. At the end of the podcast, you'll get to hear the Balafesan March and then Christmas Eve in Sarajevo, two pieces recorded by Russian Silver Band, the first recorded as part of the band's 60th anniversary 10 years ago on the CD A Diamond Celebration, and then the second, Christmas Eve in Sarajevo, recorded on the band's new Christmas CD, released for 2019. You'll also get to hear a little snippet from the band's first ever commercial recording. The band tape recorded in the year 1992 to 1993. And so yeah, I'll play a little bit of the Manx Fisherman's Evening Hymn from that, and then we'll go into the Balafesan March and Christmas Eve in Sarajevo. Enjoy the podcast.
Hiya, Pat. How are you doing? You okay?
Nice day, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Do you want me to take my shoes off?
No, you're alright.
All right, okay.
Don't worry. Yeah. It's in there.
It's in there. Yeah. Hi, Jim. You okay?
Hello.
You doing? How proud I am to be invited to do this interview. But it must be realised we are talking here about 1949. I would be 17 years old, similar to you, William, but things, of course, completely different all those years ago. Any history, we usually have to be read about it. This occasion, we are part of it, and an important part too. It's important here to realise there had never been a band south of Castletown. The 1944 picture of the Serbi band Hot Pot Supper in the Bakehouse Loft band room was the first sign of any juniors, Brother John possibly 10 and myself 12-ish. The main purpose of doing this is to cover the change of name. Being a teenager when first involved, I was sort of aware, but not what was taking place actually. But for sure, I sensed how determined that they were, that they were going to succeed. Being so much younger than most, but knowing most of them through chapel, realised how much they convinced me it was right and would be good for us. How right they were. So pleased were we as a band that they had the good sense to agree to this move. I am certain they would be so proud to see how we and how well we are doing today. In tribute to the Serbi Silver Band, just to say to you, this is the result of your legacy to us. The money involved in the change of name was held in trust for a band in Russian, but Russian had to be in the name. Today, of course, there's not a big difference between Serbian and Russian. In distance, negligible, it could be said. But tribally, There's a vast difference between, say, Castletown and Maloo. In tribute to the Serbi Silver Band, just to say to you, this is the result of your legacy to us, but we are so proud to be able to carry on what you started, virtually in the same place. Over time, as numbers grew, the need to expand required, of course, larger rehearsal premises. For a few years, we had the nomadic existence. Fortunately, we were able to have the use of the Vicarage Coursehouse loft for quite a few years. Then we moved to the basement in St. Mary's Hall, which a few will remember now. This was the final move until the move to the new home, back home in Bollafessen. The move was special. The band marched from the Port St. Mary band room, calling at the Vicarage loft en route, to finally get home at Bollafessen. The full band, of course, was so proud outside the band room to play the well-known march Home Again, which it actually was. What a proud day, especially for the members who had spent weekends and nights as part of the volunteer workforce. A traditionally built new home, the envy today of many a visiting band. To summarise, just a few personal thoughts and thanks. It's been a memorable 70-odd years shared with friends. What fantastic support we get as a band from you, the public. Priceless is how to sum up the friends of the band for your fundraising. Just see what a well-equipped band we enjoy. All the information regarding the band's programme of activities is available in the newsletter Sounds from the South, a regular publication by the band secretary, who can be contacted on Facebook. Copies are free on request. Finally, briefly, is progress in a lifetime. When joining, we were given an instrument and been told, come back when you can play the thing. To today, where you'll be offered individual tuition by band members, so keen to pass on their experience, and via the training band into Russian Silver Band. What an opportunity. Thank you. Welcome to our band.
So Jim, I was wondering, do you remember vividly the changing of the band's name?
I do remember it happening. I wasn't really aware of what actually was happening, but only being so young.
Yeah.
But the members at the time, the older members, they obviously understood and they were keen to succeed.
Could you tell us a bit about the band in 1949? How big was it, for example?
There are photographs there. The band Hot Pot Supper. That would tell you exactly how big it was.
Okay, so it's nowhere near as big as it is today, is it?
Oh no. I suppose if there was 15.
Right. Okay.
We just sat around, and that was it, and there was no basic conductor.
Yeah,
somebody would just stand up and count.
So obviously you were the conductor of the band. Well, would you be able to put a year on when you started conducting?
No, because I did national service in between.
So was it when you came back from the National Service that you took over conducting the band? Or were you conducting before that?
No. I'd only been in a teenager when I came back. I was fortunate. I feel I was fortunate because I was posted to Germany. I spent 2 years in Germany as part of the national service, and discipline was the biggest thing that influenced me, because the lads from Liverpool, Manchester, they didn't understand what no meant.
In what you were saying to me before, Jim, I mean, you talked about the day the band moved back to Ballyfesten. Would you say that was one of your standout memories from the band 70 years? Do you have any other specific days?
Yeah. Well, of course, as the band grew and grew, you can imagine transport. How did you get to places? We've virtually done 50 years going to Kettlekeel.
Yeah.
How do you get to Kettlekeel?
Today, I guess you would drive up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but nobody had the cars.
So what happened?
One of the gentlemen who had a 26-seater coach, little shatterbang, they called them, and the garage is still virtually adjoining our band room now. It would carry 26 people, and he would pick us up at Ballyfesten, mm-hmm. and we'd jump aboard. Mm-hmm. He would take us to these various places. We would individually pay a few bob. He would take that, and I'm sure that wouldn't cover his expenses for fuel. And in fact, as time went on, we ended up going to Andreas with the Benevolence Society.
Of course, which the, still the continues.
Same, yeah. same way.
So that was sort of the band mobile, I suppose.
Initially, first of all, the same gentleman. But the reason we ended up doing that engagement, I think, William, do you remember William Qualtrough? I've heard of him. He was one of the band members. He was also a farmer.
Right.
He was keen on sheepdogs. Mm-hmm. And they used to run sheepdog trials at Andreas. Mm-hmm. And he said, I believe you're involved in the band. Would you come and play for us? And briefly, that's what started. And then we started going down there. And they would pay the transport and supper, and that would be the fee for doing it. That was the initial start of the Andreas Benevolence Society.
Thank you, Jim. So, I mean, you touched on it in your opening remarks. How have you seen the band evolve in its 70 years? I know that's a big question and a long time period.
Well, proudly.
Okay.
I'm sure nobody, even though the boys from Serbia, I mean, they had nothing and they had nobody to teach them. We've been fortunate over the years, and I suppose during the end of the war, we sort of inherited basically a few people who married into local families, mm-hmm. who were in the forces.
Oh, okay.
You may remember. Do you remember Bob Fenton? He was a good player, and he married a Port Erin girl. He was in the RAF. Oh. And there's another gentleman. He was a tradesman, been in the forces, and he was working for McCards as a joiner, and they joined us. One of the man who was a joiner, he'd also been working at Camel Leads and in the shipyard, and yeah.
So what's been your favourite thing seeing the band grow? Is it the young people coming through?
It is the young people coming through. It may sound old-fashioned, but it probably could be called loosely discipline, but everyone was willing to help each other. And as we know now, we have a full band.
What do you think it is about Russian Silver Band that's meant that it's managed to survive for so long, and not just survive but remain healthy?
If it doesn't sound pompous, it's the fact that we're all prepared to work together, and even from scratch, to work as a team. And I suppose if it's not, well, I think it is true, the fact that so many people were belonging to the Methodist Church around here, and they all attended chapel.
So it is the community, isn't it?
Oh, it's a community, and that's how the support is, community.
And it works both ways, doesn't it? Don't you think? It works both ways, don't you think?
Without a doubt. I'm retired, of course, as you know now. And the friends of the band, there's Betty, there's Margaret Kinley, there's Joyce, the coffee mornings.
Yeah.
The Christmas fairs.
Yeah. So the band is supported by the community.
Oh.
And then the band supports the community.
Absolutely. And nobody's boasting about it. I mean, you blow your own trumpet when you're playing, but yeah, but it's also, in theory, practical. That's what practically happens.
Yeah. When you were at our 70th anniversary concert with Richard Evans, how does it make you feel when you see a band so strong today?
When Richard came over quite a few years ago, the first time he came, we did a end of tuition, end of course, you could say, a concert in Air and Arts Centre.
Yeah.
And it was probably the first time, one of the first times he'd come, and he'd obviously met John, thankfully, in John at university. John played with Leyland, British Leyland.
Yes.
And Richard was the MD of British Leyland. So at the end of that, I don't think we've got a picture here, but at the end of, Pat's got one somewhere, but at the end of that, not the first, or someone had taken a photograph of Richard, John, and me, in band uniform outside the Edinburgh Arts Centre, in the Russian band uniform. And when we were at the dinner at Braddock Glen recently, Pat thought, gosh, I'd love to reconstitute that picture.
Yeah.
So on the Sunday, when we were at John Cole was there, and she was talking about that when we were sitting at the table having a meal, she said, I meant to ask you yesterday about this and see, would you bring your camera? You haven't got it, have you? So he said, well, I've got it in the car, but it's up on the road. And he went and got it. They reconstituted the photograph. The only difference about it was we went in uniform. Well, I wasn't. They weren't in uniform at the dinner.
Mm.
It's an absolute, it would be a record of the 70th anniversary.
When you were watching the band at that concert, how does it make you feel when you hear the band that you've been a part of all your life?
Well, proud is an understatement. I mean, I don't think the old amongst people, which I include myself mainly in that, never got over it. Well, you got emotional, but you didn't know, you couldn't put words to it.
Yeah.
You do know, but you may not know her, Sarah Kelly, who came to the concert as a sponsor with
the Manx Lottery Trust.
Yes, the Manx Lottery Trust. She used to be chairman of the guild.
Yeah.
So she has been to a few concerts. I'll just put this on for a minute. Won't harm, will it?
No, it's okay.
She won't. I'll sort it out and show you after.
That's okay. Did she send you a text afterwards?
Well, I mean, I sent her one.
Right.
Because I'd taken the liberty with being involved with the guild with her, and I was on the yes. guild committee.
Of course.
And I think she appreciated my inside knowledge of the bands, and sometimes they could be political, can be. I would know the true facts.
Right.
So she appreciated that.
So Jim, in 2015, you received in Her Majesty the Queen's Birthday Honours List the British Empire Medal, didn't you?
Yes.
Could you remind me what that was for?
A dual thing it was. It was for services to Russian Silver Band, and so it was linked with the band as well, and then the services to the local community. I wore the medal at the concert at the King William's.
And you have it? Do you have it up? Oh, there's the picture of you receiving it from.
There will be somewhere.
It's in the band. I've seen those pictures in the band room, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
How did it make you feel collecting that medal?
Well, I collected the medal in Government House.
Yeah.
We were allowed to invite 25 people to the reception to get the medal. And there's a picture in the band room of the 25 band members who we invited.
And how did you feel when you put it on? Was it emotional thinking back over the years with the band? Or was it just a sense of...
Oh, no, it was all of that. And Brother John there, who's...
up on the mantelpiece?
Yes. That's his... He was... I found out later, he was... He'd been band secretary for years.
Yes.
He was responsible for me getting that medal. Because he'd been down to see Donald Gelling, who he knew through golf, and Noel Kringle, who he's known through Colby football. And he cajoled them into telling him how to do the nomination.
Mm.
So he was really the instigator, I know. And of course with Donald and they cracked on that is where it came from. I mean, brothers, in the olden days, I'm saying olden days.
Yeah.
We were two different people. I was more serious than him. But deep down, he was a special person.
And it's thanks to him that you received that medal.
Jenny Cook was over, and she brought this picture for me at a band dinner, at a band function at the Ocean Castle.
Oh, wow.
And it was John. That's before he died, of course.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah, and I think that was really lovely at the 70th anniversary concert to see people such as, I call her Miss Cook, because obviously she was one of my teachers, Miss Cook back over, and that's part of what's special about Russian Silver Band, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I've never had any training, William, but I've really no really experienced in music. I used to sing, have singing lessons, but I really no.
And look where the band, which you've been so instrumental in,
yeah, but
supporting.
I don't go so much now, but enough for now, but I've always went from Sunday school to Bella Pheasant Chapel.
And the band on a Monday night?
Oh, well, I mean, I mean the band, that's still, I mean, I hadn't been for months now, but I've got this bad chest, and we're only talking this last few days, recently, analysed, is it the fact that I probably haven't blown an instrument for 3 months?
I wonder whether that's related.
Hey?
I wonder whether that's related.
I don't know.
We've done quite a lot now looking back over the 70 years. Have you had a favourite event as part of the celebration of the 70th year?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm thinking maybe recording the CD, Fleshwick Beach on Good
Friday. Fleshwick was that I was on the last picture of the Serbi band on the beach. I was on that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're on the picture in 2019 as well.
Yes.
Isn't that special?
It is. I mean, it's emotional for an old man, isn't it?
And what about the, as well as the emotion there, but the, and it's the, certainly myself as a young member of the band on that beach, it was just the, it was, I think it was a very visual representation of how many people like Russian Silver Band and are supporters of it, because people had to go out of their way to get to that concert, didn't they?
Well, it nearly goes back to the Methodist Church, because it wasn't Chris Belfield good that day.
It was, yeah.
I mean, it was a special day and the weather was
glorious like today.
But wasn't an atmosphere there. What summed up the atmosphere to me was, one of them was, at the end of the service when we played a few Manx pieces. And when we finished, the boat out on the beach, Tannoy said, "Thank you." Didn't they?
They did. They said, "Thank you for
this, a wonderful concert."
Thank you for the lovely music. Or
yes, that's right.
It was lovely.
When I think of things like that, I get emotional.
Jim, thank you very much for speaking to me today. I know it's been quite emotional.
I'll finish with, personally to you, a quote I often quote to many people, of what one of my older aunts used to say to us lads: be thankful for small mercies. And you think, what's she talking about? Now you know.
Jim, thank you very much. This has been wonderful.
Well, I've enjoyed sharing these things with you all.
My full conversation with Jim Crebin there. Now, let's go back to 1992. I went to Manx Radio thinking, I wonder whether we have any hardware which will help me to play this device, the band cassette tape. Now, I have to confess, as a 17-year-old myself, I've not seen many cassette tapes, but I managed to get it to work. Here's just a little bit of the Manx Fisherman's Evening Hymn from that release. Now, I asked Jim to pick a piece for this programme, and here's what he had to say.
Now, that was written for me by John Kinley, and it's the Ballyfesson March, where we do all our good work rehearsing and preparing for concerts, and it's our home.
Christmas Eve in Sarajevo, newly recorded by Russian Silver Band for its 2019 Christmas CD.